Great day, great people. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for joining me today on Disciple Me. I'm your host, Dr. Kahala Bolton. This has been such an exciting time as we have been delving off into prayer, and we are in our topic of Pray, Woman, Pray, and we have covered various different things under the Pray, Woman, Pray session that we are doing here. And so if you'll take time, if you're just now tuning in or if you need to catch up, we've already covered, you know, what is prayer. We've already covered why we should pray. We've already covered how we should pray. And then we already have touched based on the reality of the hindrances of prayer and then how prayers even work. So all those things are so, so important for you to be able to delve into, to get those lessons embedded in so that you can become an effectual prayer warrior, as I would say. But I just want you to take a moment to make sure that you are equipped for today. And so make sure that you have your Bibles handy. You have something to be able to journal and write with. If you are sitting at a computer, please log on to BibleGateway.com. I love using Bible Gateway because I can click on study, have great study tools, and I can do parallel Bibles. My preferred Bible that I read from is the New King James Version, but I do parallel from various different Bibles just to get a different perspective of reading. And then also just make sure that you have either your phones handy or your Bible, the original Bible handy, the book, you know, accessible to you so that you're not just listening, but you're also following along, because a lot of times that will help you to allow for this to meditate in your heart. And as always, I want to encourage you not to just sit here and listen to what I'm saying, but also to take this session and go back and to study it for yourself and allow God to reveal some things to you even after we're done. And that's how you become the disciple person that God is calling you to be, because it goes a little bit deeper than just hearing what is being said. You also have to allow it to meditate so that you can also do what the Word of God is saying as well. So I'm so excited because now today we're going to be talking about getting results when it comes to prayer. Prayer brings about results, and results bring about more prayer. And I don't know about you, if you think about that, you know that we are some praying people, and we know that there have been some great testimonies and praise reports that have come out of us being obedient to pray for people and, you know, situations and et cetera. But then on the back end of that, we have also learned that as a result of our prayer life, that it also results in praying more and praying more often. The more you pray, the more you will see God working in your life. And that is a reality for the life of the believer. And the more you see God working in your life, the more you will want to pray. And that is true. That is a true statement. When you start to put yourself in a position to where you are communing and you're praying with God, and then you begin to see God literally shift things in your life, it is going to create a habit, for a lack of a better word. It's going to create a habit in you that says, oh, my God, you know, I see God working. I have to stay persistent and consistent with this thing. So it has been said that, you know, prayer is the key to heaven. And when God's children call on him, he will answer. And so in James 4 and 8, this is going to be the first scripture that we're going to read. And I don't know why this scripture, when it says what it says at the very end, makes me kind of giggle. I don't know. It just seems like I could just see God, you know, saying some things, and it just tickles me. But James chapter 4, verse 8, it reads, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. It's just something about this scripture. It's like, oh, did it just tell me off? You know, that kind of thing. But I really, really love that, because it, you know, the scripture is telling us, come near to God, and he will come near to you. This is a reality. So when you are going forward and you're praying and you're communing with God, that is telling you that, you know, he is going to, you know, come to you as you are praying and you're communing with him. And then it says to wash your hands. That means you got to get clean. And the only way that you're going to do that is going before God. You have to have confessed, you know, sins. You have to have a pure heart and not being double-minded. And, again, we've talked about double-minded when it comes to prayer. And double-minded ties back to that doubt, that insecurity that you may have, you know, disbelief. You cannot say, you know, and go to God and pray about something and then be double-minded. And because we know just as of yesterday, we know that when we are double-minded, it hinders our prayers. So we really have to be conscious of how we are going before the Lord our God. So today there are going to be three major things that occur when we pray, and we're going to touch base on these three things. And so those three things that occur when we pray is going to be, number one, communion. That's the first thing that happens when we pray. The second thing that happens when we pray is comfort. Okay? Number one is communion. Number two is comfort. And then the third thing that happens when we pray is change. Okay? I hope you got those. This is going to be a really, 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 really good session that's going to tie in everything that we have discussed. So let's dive off into looking at communion. The primary result of prayer is communion with God. And it is through prayer that you gain an intimate relationship with God, where you speak to him and he speaks to you. And prayer brings you to a position. Well, that was just amazing. I just got disconnected from being on air. The devil is a lie. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus that you must flee and not interrupt what we are trying to achieve here, so that the people of God can hear what thus says the word of God and know what the result of prayer is. Devil, you will not have any victory here. In the name of Jesus. I cannot believe that. We just got disconnected. I mean, it just hung up, and I was disconnected from the air. But let's just keep on pressing on and talking about communion. So as I was saying, communion, the primary result of prayer is communion with God. And it is through prayer that you gain an intimate relationship with God, where you speak to him and he speaks to you. Prayer brings you to a position of awareness of God's presence in your life. And as I was saying, is that if you find yourself not hearing God, not feeling God, you know, you need to hear from him. It is through prayer that you truly experience God in his fullness. And so you have to keep at it, because a lot of times there is so much chaos and distraction that surrounds us that we, in essence, are so far away from God because of the stuff that's in our life. God is there, but there's just so much stuff that's going on in my life that we cannot experience the fullness of him. There is an author by the name of Tommy Tenney who had wrote the book God Chases, and he tells the stories of coming home after being away for a few days to find his daughter on the floor playing with her dolls. And so he said, aren't you going to give Daddy a hug? He asked, you know, and then his daughter continued to play with the dolls, making it known she really didn't want to stop playing to give her Daddy a hug. And so finally, she reluctantly went over and gave him a quick hug and then went back to play with her dolls. And so Tommy was disappointed, and he wanted his daughter to run into his arms the minute he stepped into the room. And so Tommy likens this story to our response to God. God's capacity to receive love from us is greater than our capacity to give. He desires for us to run to him, to yearn to spend time with him. However, the reality for so many of us is that we are busy with the things of life, things that don't even matter to nothing. We are busy playing with the gifts that God has given us that we have forgotten about the giver. We must seek the giver, not the gift. And that's another thing that we have been talking about things that hinders our prayers, because when we don't seek the giver and we're so caught up in the gift, that's hypocrisy. That's selfishness. So we have to be very careful about the things that we do. Prayer seeks the giver. That's what prayer does. It seeks the giver. And through prayers, we go to God and we meet him in a special place, a place where he stands ready and willing to receive us and meet our needs. And I don't know about you, but I like and enjoy being in a place where I know my Heavenly Father is ready and he's willing to meet me at that place, to receive me as I'm talking and I'm communing with him and I'm pouring out my heart or I'm laying before him, whatever the case may be, that he is hearing me and he is so caught up that I have come to embrace him as my Father. It is only through prayer that we gain a closer walk with God. If you have been yearning to be closer with God, you have got to pray. You have got to be talking with him. That's what communing is all about. You have got to be talking to your Father. We get to know him rather than know about him, and that's what communing and talking to God is all about, is that when you go before God and you're praying, and you're communing with him, it turns to the reality, because we know that God, you know, answers prayers and we know that he'll bless us and all that, you know, kind of stuff. But that's how the intimate relationship begins to evolve. And that's what a lot of people is lacking. They keep going before God, asking things, and they never just sit before God to just thank him or just back in his presence and just, you know, be there and just talk to him, you know, about God. You know, I appreciate the day being what it is, or I appreciate the fact that, you know, you're doing, you know, whatever you're doing in my life. You know, going with the spirit of thankfulness versus just asking something of God all the time. So, you know, we do need to look at it that, you know, it is through prayer that we do gain that closer walk with God, that more intimate walk with God. And we get to know him rather than know about him. And so that's what communion does for us. So now we're going to talk about our next area of comfort. This is something that occurs when we pray. Comfort occurs. When we pray, prayer brings comfort. And as you pray, God speaks his word into your spirit. Now, it is not by chance or coincidence or accident that God's word is coming to you. Not that, that just don't happen. That is some intentional stuff that as we are going before God, I mean, we're going with some purpose. So truly, God is going to give us what we need, and he's going to comfort us, you know, bringing about a peace in the midst of that prayer. That's why so many people, when they're getting prayed for, there's a release that comes over them. It's like, you know, I was heavy, I feel a little bit lighter. Or some people, man, they feel like running all over the place because there was a breakthrough that manifested. It is the Holy Spirit, you know, speaking to you at that time. When you have prayed according to the will of God, he begins to speak to you with his word regarding your situation. And that's why it's so important that we got to get out of the hustle and bustle of life, you know, that chaos. Find us a secret place so we can just hear God. You know, no one is interrupting us and all that good stuff, because we want for the Holy Spirit to begin to speak so that, you know, as we are praying, God can speak his word to us about the situation that we're going through, you know, no matter what it is. And so it's in that you can find peace. Just like I was saying, you can find peace, the comfort that you are seeking. God's word will bring you comfort. I don't care what we're going through. There is nothing that we are going through in this life that if we are not, whether we're praying or reading the Word of God, that it will not bring comfort to us. And this is how you have peace in the midst of your storm. You know, it's so easy for us to ask God, please, Lord, oh, God, please, you know, take the storm away, to do this, et cetera. But a lot of the times the storms is because we are being tested. And so we just need to be able to pray and commune with God so that he can sustain us through the storm. But then also we can have peace in the middle of the storm. That's through prayer. We can be comforted through the middle of the storm. Yes, this is where faith steps in, because the true step, you know, test of faith is peace. That's the true test of faith. It is peace. In the middle of a storm, to have peace, come on now. Now, this may also be a time when you must wait on God, you know. So to be able to continue to commune with God, you know, to be confident, to have peace, because you may not get your answer of yes right now. It may be, daughter, I need you to wait. So you can have comfort because you know God's word is true. If he's telling you to wait, there is purpose behind it, and his word is true. So you know that God is faithful. He has not failed. If you look over your life, I don't care what situation that you have been through, I guarantee you that God has been faithful in your life. He has never failed you. I'm preaching to myself right now, okay? Now, Romans 8 and 28, it says, you know, if you read that real quick, let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I've got to stop doing these lessons without my glasses, but I can't find them. I have three prayers, and I keep losing them. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So you can be assured that all things will work out for your good. Because what? God is faithful. His word is true. So you can be assured, you can be confident, and you can have peace even in the midst of the storm. Amen. So the next thing that occurs when prayer happens is change. This is the third result, change. Now, maybe you have heard the saying, prayer changes things. I know I have. I grew up, you know, hearing people say, you know, pray because prayer changes things. That's all you would hear. And, you know, I can attest that, you know, regardless of my situation, that old saying is really true and it is very real. Prayer does change things. And not only does it change things, but it also changes people, situation, circumstances, finances, and families. Prayer changes a lot. And the list can just continue to go on and on forever about what prayer can actually change. Now, the key to experiencing this change is releasing. Understand this. It is releasing whatever you are praying about to God. And this is where a lot of us make the mistake, is that we go to God in prayer, but there's no release. We have not given it over to God. And so when you release your concerns to God, it allows God's hand to truly work. God cannot work when you are still trying to be in control, when you still got your hand in the cookie jar, you know, when you still are trying to hold on to stuff. God cannot work when you are still, you know, trying to pull on and hold on to, even if it's just a portion. There has to be a release from you in order for God to release and put his hand to work on your behalf. And so you must understand that the change that you desire may or may not occur. Sometimes God surprises you and you realize that it is not your situation or the other person that needs to change. You know, God will throw those monkey wrenches in our prayer, and then we'll have those reality moments, you know, uh-oh, God, you know, it's not about my situation that needs to change. It's not about the other person, but it may be me who needs changing, God. And so he will reveal that to us. And so this is why releasing the situation to God is so important. You know, God, you know, and again, God knows our heart. So he knows when we have truly released the situation to him so that you can truly untie his hand so he can begin to work in your life. As long as you are trying to fix it, understand me, as long as you are trying to fix it, change it, or maneuver it, or manipulate it, God cannot and will not transform it. I need you to truly get this in your spirit today. As long as you are trying to fix it, change it, maneuver it, or manipulate it, God cannot and will not transform it. He just cannot do it. You must sit back and allow God to work everything out. You've got to trust him. That's why not being double-minded is very important, because you have to be able to sit back and allow God to work everything out. That's releasing it over to him. There was a story that was told of a little boy who had a broken toy, and he tried relentlessly to fix the toy, but to no avail. And after trying for hours, he finally gave up and took it to his father, catch it, to repair it. And to his, you know, dismay, his dad repaired the toy in a matter of seconds. And the child was just so amazed. His father looked at him and said, "Son, I could have fixed the toy a long time ago, but you wouldn't give it to me." And that is what God is doing. God is looking from on high, watching you struggle with your situation. He is standing by, and he is ready and able to change them, but you won't even give them to him. Change comes only when you trust God enough to let go and let him handle the situation. Amen. That is this really kind of concludes the results of prayer. We've talked about the three major things that occur when we pray, and that is communion, comfort, and change. So as always, I want to challenge you to examine yourself, and I'm going to throw out some things to you. Two things that I'm going to throw out to you. So that you can do some introspect look at yourself. And definitely, like I said, journal so that you can have these things and be able to go back so that you can make some changes in your life so that you can line up with the will of God. The first thing is, for you, I want you to think of a specific situation where God worked in your life as a result of prayer. Think of a specific situation where God worked in your life as a result of prayer. How was your life changed? I need you to think on that. Really search yourself. Think about it. Think of that situation where God worked in your life as a result of prayer, and think about how your life was changed. Now, the second thing that I want you to do, and the question that I'm going to pose to you, is have you experienced communion, comfort, or change in your life as a result of prayer? This is the question that I have for you today. Have you experienced communion, comfort, or change in your life as a result of prayer? And then I want you to journal and tell yourself how you've experienced those things. Write it down, make it plain, because you need this. You need this so that this can edify your spirit and your soul, and so that you can be empowered by what's going to be revealed to you. You know, God wants all believers to be prayer warriors. He really does. He wants us to be prayer warriors. And he has chosen the vehicle of prayer through which he works in your life as well as others who live lives that we impact and that in you know, that will be influenced. And so I like to share with you there's some things that I have written down, you know, as a part of me journaling, talking to God, and things that he has spoken to my spirit, you know, to my heart regarding prayer. Prayer is not getting God to give us what we want. Please understand this. Prayer is not getting God to give us what we want, but its ultimate goal and objective is an intimate, personal relationship with God. If what we want happens in the process, then great. If it does not, that's okay too. More than anything, we should allow God to work on the inside of us through our prayers rather than try to force God to change the outside condition or situation. As we pray, God reveals his will to us. He gives us spiritual vision in the situation. And it is the vision that gives us the faith and patience to wait and hold on for God to come through. And sadly, many people never get to this point because they can't move from praying, trying to get God to do what they want him to do. Therefore, they live in frustration, anxiety, and they have no peace. But you can have peace when you know you are walking in God's will. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. So I challenge you to push in your prayers. Pray until something happens. And don't be surprised if what happens is a change on the inside of you. Amen? I really, truly pray that this has been a blessing to you. And I am going to conclude what we have been discussing in prayer tomorrow, because we're going to be talking about being just an effective prayer, you know, having that effective prayer life. That's because that's our whole goal in going over this, you know, pray, woman, pray, is to develop an effective prayer life and to be intentional about praying. You know, it has to be a part of our life. We have to become very intentional. Our motives have to be right. All those things are so very important. So I truly pray that this has been a blessing to you. I pray that you will come back, that you will listen in, that you will read the scriptures, that you will journal and do what you need to do, that you will examine yourself and allow God to work, and most importantly, that you will release, that through prayer that you will understand communion, comfort, and change occurs. Those are your results. Allow God to be God. Move yourself out of the way and watch him work and reveal himself in your situation. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today for Disciple Me. I am your host, Dr. Kahala Bolton. I truly pray that this is a blessing to your life as it is to me. Every time that I tune in and I go through these sessions, and even though that I'm relaying them, it really truly empowers me. And so I pray that it is definitely doing the same for you. And I pray that it will be able to touch the hearts of the people that it needs to. As I always remember, ministry that costs nothing, it accomplishes nothing. Be blessed and be a blessing.